is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word. Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to finish, Lord willing, our series about being silent and the times when we ought to be silent. So we're going to begin in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. If you'd like to join us there, I want to encourage you to open the Bible and join us as we consider His Word today. Again, I want to remind you about our prayer journals. These are just little notebooks that fit into a shirt pocket. Easily fits into a purse or Bible case or something like that. A little journal where you can keep track of your prayer requests before God and be able to mark them off when God answers those prayer requests. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday when we have prayer meeting and write down those prayer requests. That way I can remember to pray for them every day. The little prayer journals are absolutely free. We've been sending out many of these recently, but we have plenty. We'd love to get one into your hands as well. So you can just simply contact us in some way. There's three ways, really, from our website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us. What we need from you is simply where you're hearing the broadcast today and an address where we can send your prayer journal. Now, you can also contact me directly by email at considerhisword.radio@gmail.com. We're getting more and more requests for through the email, and so you can contact us that way. Again, considerhisword.radio@gmail.com, or you can also simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida 33440. I'll give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We've been going through the scripture in Ecclesiastes. I want to go ahead and read the first part of this about a time to keep silent. Now, I'm not going to read the whole passage of scripture, but let me read a little bit up to it, at least up to our text. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak." We've been talking about these times that we ought to be silent. Now, before I forget, I almost forgot to say a word, but we just want to say happy Father's Day to all our dads out there. You know, Father's Day is a wonderful day, and a day that we honor our fathers and we remember our fathers. My father passed away many, many years ago, but I remember him, and I think about the things that he taught me and the things that he showed me in raising me up. And I'm thankful that I had a dad that loved the Lord, that would read the scripture and carried a Bible with him as he traveled, and I'm so thankful for my dad. And so we want to take a moment to honor our dads and our fathers today. All right, so he's Scripture says that there is a time to be silent. We've been talking about when those times are. We live in such a busy, noisy world. It seems like it's hard to find a place to get away where there can be silence. I remember many years ago, I was going through an airport. I ended up having a long delay for 5 or 6 hours, and I was trying to read, and I was trying to pray, and I think I was writing in my journal. And there's just so much chaos and so much noise that I got up and I began to take a walk. And I walked down not very far through the corridor at the airport, and I found a little chapel. And I'll tell you what, it's like I walked into a different world. No, there wasn't anything fancy or special about it, except when I went in there, it was a quiet place. And how I enjoyed the silence of that little chapel. I remember it very fondly, and I was able to read, I was able to pray, I was able to kind of connect with the Lord in that time. If I remember right, I may have even taken a little nap while I was in there, but it was a place of silence. And so we've got to find those places. One of those places the Bible tells us to be silent is in the presence of the Lord. Well, we've talked about this before, and I'm not going to belabor all of these things again. I'd like to kind of wrap this up today, but you can hear all of the broadcasts back at the website at considerhisword.org. You can hear all of the broadcasts, all of the programs in this series. So in God's presence, we can be silent. Zechariah 2:13 says, "Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he has raised up out of his holy habitation." We can be silent in his presence as we, Scripture says, to be still and know that I am God, from Psalm 46:10. Another time that we are silent is when we fall under the conviction of sin, and we recognize God's judgment, that we have sinned against God, we have hurt our relationship with God. I don't believe you lose your salvation when you sin, but it certainly hurts your relationship with God and your walk with God, and so we can confess that sin, the Bible says. But recognizing who God is and that we are accountable to him. And so we can be quiet when we realize that we have sinned and there find that forgiveness that he offers. Again, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so when we come under that conviction of sin, we sit in silence before the Lord and confess that sin to him. There is another time we touched on, I think, last week, that we must be silent. I do want to go back and look at this passage of Scripture again in Isaiah 41, where there's another time that we turn off the noise and we get silent before God. Isaiah 41, verse 1 says, "Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, let them speak, let us come near together to judgment." Another time to be silent is when we are before the Lord regaining our strength. He said that the people renew their strength. We turn off the noise, we get with the Lord, and we kind of get charged up again. You know, even Jesus, when he was busy and healing people and preaching, would steal away into a mountain place, the Bible says, to pray. Even Jesus would get a place apart into those silent places, a place where we can renew our strength. We need that recharge. We need that re-strengthening. You know, sometimes we find that silence in a place we call a retreat. To retreat, to get away from the world and get away from the noise of the world and get in a place where we are silent before God. And in that silence before him, we can regain that strength and we can draw near to God. James 4:8 says, "Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." So we can get away and draw near to God. We can draw near to God to pray. In that verse in Isaiah, he said, "Let them speak." And so we come and we pour out our heart before God. And you know, sometimes it doesn't even take words. Sometimes when you pray, and I know I have done this many times, that when I've gotten to a place where I wanted to get alone with God and pray, I just acknowledge His presence, that God is there and that God is hearing, and I just sit in silence, letting God speak to my heart, to my mind, maybe searching the scriptures, and there in silence, listen to God, submissive and humble before Him. He said in that passage back in Isaiah, he speaks here. Let me read a little bit more of it, because he does give us a little bit more. We go back to Isaiah 41. I'm going to start at verse 1 again. He said, "Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near." Here's where we come nigh unto God. Let them speak. And in that silence, as we pray, we can then talk to the Lord. And he says, let us come near together to judgment, who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his hood, gave nations before him, made him ruler over kings. He gave them as the dust of his sword and driven stubble, and as driven stubble to his bow. He goes on in this passage of scripture and later and says that he helped everyone. Go back to verse 5. The isles sought and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, "Be of good courage." Once you notice the strengthening here, that they were strengthening each other, encouraging each other because of the great things that God had done. Great things. And in that silence, they recognized how they could help each other. But then I want you to notice in verse 10, when we get down here, this is one of those verses that if you don't have it written down somewhere or don't have it memorized, I would suggest that you do so. Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Notice the promises of this passage of scripture. He says, "Fear thou not." What are you worried about? You realize worry is just a form of fear. What are you worried about? He said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." When we sit in silence or bow in silence before God, we must recognize His presence. And it wouldn't matter where you go, whether it's out on a lake, out in the middle of the ocean, or the middle of the desert, high up in the mountains, or like we are here, deep in the Everglades, God is there. And he says, be not dismayed or confused, or it means to be disheveled. He said, "I am thy God." God says, "I've got this." And then he promises, "I will strengthen you." Remember that verse over in Philippians 4 that says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." We have the promise of his presence. We have the promise of his strength. He says, "I will help thee." We have the promise of his help. Find that place. Get silent before God. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his words.